You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. About 150 people braved snowy roads and frigid temperatures Monday morning to donate, pack, and distribute food and clothing at the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service held in the Southwest Community Center. United Way labor liaison Helen Hudson says January 21st works because it's not only a day off.
And as his son stated, it's a day on, which meant do some service. And then when I looked around at the community around me and I saw the need, which gets greater every year, I said, you know what? We all have things that's in good condition and some of it new that we could actually donate to our less fortunate brothers and sisters.
This is the 19th year of the Day of Service, and Hudson says she's watched the nearly two decades worth of growth.
Actually, it was my vision, and we started in a one room with four people, and we graduated to like 150 folks volunteering, and we had to spread it out into the Southwest Community Center in all of the rooms.
Volunteers work to package coats, socks, diapers, and other needed goods to distribute Monday to churches and shelters across the area. They were also making sandwiches for We Rise Above the Streets and the Samaritan Center. While everything will be packed and distributed by the day's end, Hudson says there's always a need for volunteers.
I think it's deeper than Martin Luther King Jr. Day because there's a need year-round. If anybody would like to, even volunteer, they can call Volunteer CNY, and we can always connect them to volunteer services. There's volunteer hours 365.
For a full list of volunteer opportunities in the area and details on how to get involved, visit volunteercny.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.